This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Prime Minister today underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "This meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. The Prime Minister leaves for home after a successful visit to Kazan. The BRICS summit adopted the Kazan Declaration today, recognizing reforms for the UN and multilateral institutions. Briefing media in Kazan, Secretary Economic Relations Damu Ravi said that the declaration reaffirmed the support for member countries' aspiration to be permanent members of the UN Security Council. He said the cooperation in the financial sector was another element of the declaration, which also includes elements like payment settlements in national currencies. As political activities in Maharashtra gain momentum, Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has declared its first list of 65 candidates for the assembly polls. The party has fielded Kedar Dighe against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde from his stronghold, the Kopri Pachpakhari Assembly constituency. Aditya Thackeray will enter the fray from Worli. Meanwhile, the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising of the Congress, Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray and NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar, has announced that a consensus has been made for allocation of 85 seats for each party. Discussions with other member parties will commence tomorrow concerning the remaining seats. In Jharkhand, the JMM has fielded Mahua Maji from Ranchi Assembly constituency for assembly elections today. The government today announced to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel with a two-year-long nationwide celebration beginning from this year. The decision was taken to honour Sardar Patel's monumental contributions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that this celebration will serve as a testament to Sardar Patel's remarkable achievements and the spirit of unity that he epitomised. Union Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary will felicitate World Skills 2024 winners tomorrow for their outstanding achievements at a competition that was held last month in France. India has made a remarkable mark on the global stage at World Skills 2024 at Lyon in France by winning 4 bronze medals in different categories. And in a tragic loss, Dr. P.K. Bandopadhyay, former Director General of News at All India Radio AIR, passed away this evening in Kolkata due to a cardiac arrest. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India from tomorrow for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. Severe cyclone Dana is expected to make landfall between Puri and Sagar Island of Odisha and West Bengal between the intervening tomorrow night and Friday morning. In Odisha, government has put the entire machinery on high alert to tackle the cyclonic storm Dana. In West Bengal, 7 districts are likely to be most affected by cyclone. NDRF has deployed 20 teams in Odisha and 13 in West Bengal ahead of landfall of the cyclone. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today chaired a stakeholders' consultation meeting in New Delhi to discuss the draft National Sports Governance Bill 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.